Welcome to the Fabulous by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and I designed this show to show you that there is a life out there for you, a life you love, a life full of joy and abundance. Do you think that there is more to life than what you have right now? If you feel that everything you worked for, the money, the house, the car, the relationship is no longer fulfilling you, and you seek more depth and presence in life, more contentment and peace, stick with me. Grab your favorite note-taking device, a favorite drink. This is your permission slip to take 10 minutes to you to get inspired. It's story time today. Do you think that your biggest strength can as well be your biggest weakness? Here's a real story of a lovely client of mine, former event manager, very successful in what she was doing, a perfect organizer, very engaged, ambitious, she was good, and she was implementing this strength unconsciously in her private life. For many different reasons, she became the organizer of her friend group. She became the organizer of every event they attended. She became the organizer of every night out they spent together, every night in they spent together. She became the person chasing everyone to make it work. And she reminded me that that was 2 years ago. And we spoke last week again. And she brought this up in the conversation and mentioned, you know what? I'm still somewhat working on this new attitude, but it's going so great. And what has changed for her is that she is now free. Free of having to overthink everything that potentially could go wrong when she's organizing an event, which is as simple as getting friends together. But also she no longer fears that she will be judged for it, that she will be held responsible if something goes wrong. Because this was her job at first, where she had to perform. She had to make sure that everybody is safe, aligned with the events happening, with the schedule, and that everything just goes flawless while she was organizing events professionally. Because this is where she also gets the validation from that she was a good employee. So implementing this in her life and becoming the organizer of her friend group became really tricky, and especially if she was pouring her energy into something that she cannot control, right? She mentioned earlier scenarios like this. So the friend group agreed that they want to do something all together in the weekend. So there was Jessica, Laura, Maria, Megan, and everyone. And my client, she literally went and started organizing and writing messages to everyone, whether they agree with the time, whether they what they're actually gonna do, how they're gonna do it, what location, etc. And then waiting for everybody's responses, trying to align that even if people disagreed or partly disagreed, she went back and forth with them, right? So if Jessica disagreed with the location, she went back to Maria saying that Jessica disagrees, and then that Laura didn't reply it, so they still have to wait for that response. So that was all, you know, running like a movie next to her daily doing during work over the entire week, and the weekend was coming closer and closer, and what actually became then a huge mess in the end, a mess of a conversation that led nowhere, and it wasn't fun anymore, and ended up in disappointment because her expectations of her organizing that were just so high. And it wasn't fun anymore to organize that friend group because she was stressed and afraid that she will not succeed in getting them all together. Especially if one of them was too busy to reply, the other one not satisfied with the location, the third one not with the time, and she took responsibility, the entire responsibility on her. She took the responsibility to arrange her friends. She wanted to control the outcome so they have a great time together. So over the last 2 years, we worked on multiple topics together and as well on her values. We've been closely looking at the values of her friends, the friend group, her values, the group she's trying to organize, and even if they're really in line and why in the end she needed to control everything. And very quickly she came to the conclusion that she can't possibly control the outcome because If Lauren doesn't reply to a message, she doesn't reply. Perhaps it's not her first priority. But that's out of my client's control. If Jessica wants a different location and doesn't want to join, that's a loss for Jessica, I guess. In this case, perhaps she would like to join next week. Gathering on a better fitting location. But that's definitely not my client's responsibility to take this burden on her and to get everybody lined up. She learned that it's not even necessary. It's not an event at work where she can steer and control everything in order to organize that event. Because often these life events are uncontrollable, especially if other people are involved, especially if other people's opinion count, especially because we are all different and have different expectations. So, and by letting go of having the need to organize everything, you know what happened? Nothing really bad. When she stopped organizing and controlling them, stuff just started unfolding. With a big difference that she was no longer stressed out, no longer taking the burden and the responsibility on her to have a good time in the weekend. It was not all up to her. And it was good enough if somebody didn't want to join or couldn't join. It was good enough if it didn't turn out to be perfect. And it was okay if there was miscommunication because of a location somebody didn't agree with. Because if these friends are friends and they are good friends, they can talk this out without having to have one referee in the group. If you have a strength that you are using in a wrong area or wrongly, so are you a caring person? Do you really care for other people? Are you also caring for people who do not care for you, where you're not getting back? Where you're pouring into these people and you don't even get a thank you, where you are not appreciated? Are you a friendly person and you respect everybody around you, but therefore are just not able to set boundaries? Are you a good organizer and therefore you're trying to organize everybody's life as well? Because it seems that they don't have it together. So where are you pouring this strength into where it's not appreciated? Maybe you can shift that and maybe you can steer it in a direction where it really matters. Where your strength can contribute as well to your biggest potential, where you can reveal who you are through that strength. Rather than draining yourself by pouring it into something that is uncontrollable or perhaps doesn't even matter too much. I know you can make the shift because everything you need to live this fulfilled life is truly within you. It's nature given. It's part of us being a human being, and I believe in you 1000%.